single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Welcome to Living Life. And a lot of times in our lives, as we are living as Christians, we face the busyness in our lives. And in our church lives, we become very busy. And we ended up asking this question, are we like really busy for God or for myself or for some other reason? And it's a very important question that we need to ask, because that shows our intention, why we are doing this. Just by being busy does not really give just glory to God or bring worship to Him. We have to check our intention. What's the true motivation that's in our hearts? We have to check whether it's right, whether it's really facing God, whether we are really worshiping God through what we are doing. In today's passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 through 17, Paul is showing very honestly, very concretely, telling us what God wants to see in our lives and want us to check whether it's really for God or for ourselves that we are just being busy with what we are doing. So let's look at the passage together.
Second Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. Now when I went to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ and found that the Lord had opened a door for me, I still had no peace of mind because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I said goodbye to them and went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are the smell of death, to the other the fragrance of life. And who is equal to such a task? Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ we speak before God with sincerity, like men sent from God.
We can do a lot of things in church, and we can still be very busy with church works and church activities, and we can still just thinking and assuming that we are doing for God. But a lot of times it's not true, because a lot of times it's we are the ones who are receiving the glory, and we are the ones who are receiving the attention, and we are the ones are actually receiving the benefit from what we're doing, not God. And we know in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul is saying, I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It's a very honest confession that Paul is giving, that he is saying that it is not Paul who is living, but it is Christ that's in Paul, who is now living. So there is no more Paul. The life that he's living now in his body is lived by Jesus Christ, and Christ is living in him. And in order for Christ to live in us, we need to die. And that's a very simple truth. We need to die. Without us dying, we cannot really just have Christ live in us, and we cannot have Christ just receive all the glory. And ourselves, our ego and Christ cannot coexist. One has to die. And when we say we're Christians, it just, on the base of that statement, it shows us that we are crucified with Christ. And it's no longer we live, but Christ lives in us. And then same thing is what Paul is saying in verse 14 of today's passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. He's saying, he's thanking God, but thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. If you look at closely the wording that Paul is putting, God always leads us in triumphal procession. He's not saying we lead ourselves in triumphal procession, or we are leading the triumphal procession, but it is God who is leading us into the triumphal procession. What does that mean? Now, is there a difference? Or there's a huge significance in that, because Paul is not the one who is leading the triumphal procession. It is God, but God is leading Paul to be in that. And the wording is actually exactly matches with the parades or procession, the triumphal procession that happened in the first century Greco-Roman world. In the Greco-Roman world, when they gain victory over their enemies, when they're walking this triumphal procession, they put their prisoner in the front. They tie the person, and actually at the end of that procession, that person that was tied, the prisoner, will be slaughtered and will be killed, and was given a sacrifice to their God. And then Paul is actually putting himself in that spot as a prisoner of war. When God brought Paul back, when Paul experienced his conversion on the way to Damascus, that's when God conquered Paul. And God put Paul to be in the front and to be in that procession as a prisoner of war. And God has took away the life of Paul. And Paul is crucified with Christ. And it is no longer Paul who is living, but Christ who conquered his life, who is owner of Paul, now owns his life, and now is living in him. And same thing applies to us. In order for us, because we all want the fragrance of God to be spread out through us, but in order to do that, actually it should not be us who is in that spot. If we exist, that there cannot be the fragrance of Jesus Christ to be spread. But it is the fragrance of us, the fragrance of sin, the fragrance of all the dirty things that we do will be spread out. But Jesus Christ has to be in there. In verse 15, for we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved, and those who are perishing. Right? For Christ, the aroma of Christ, in order for that aroma of Christ to be spread out, we have to die, right? And Christ be in us. As the cross of Christ is something that the people who are perishing, they consider that to be a foolishness. But for us who know this beauty of the cross, we take it very preciously. And we think, we know the smell of the aroma of Christ, that cross that he carried and the blood that he shed. And the fragrance that's coming out from the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is a very precious smell, and it's a smell of redemption, and it's a smell of salvation to all those who are following Christ and who carry the cross with Christ and who are crucified with Christ on the cross. So we need to remember this message of us dying and Christ living in us. And then that's when we can really spreading out the fragrance of the knowledge of him, and the aroma of Christ be spread out to all the people that are around us. And when you really die with Christ, when you are really crucified and with Christ, and when you are no longer living, but Christ lives in you, that's when you're really living the life for God. Right? Because there's no more you, and only God. And that's when God is really receiving the worship from you, from your life. And the fragrance that's coming out from you will be the fragrance of Jesus Christ. And the aroma that's coming out from you will be the aroma of Jesus Christ. And through that fragrance and through that aroma, God is worshipped. And God receives, and God is pleased, and God is just worshipped through our lives. And I hope all of us to remember, as we're living our lives, it is not about us. It's not about what we do, but it's about God. And how we just lay down our lives, willing to crucify ourselves with Christ, and let Christ live in us, so that the aroma of Christ will be spread out through our lives, and we will be lifted to God as a living sacrifice to Him. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank You, and we come before You, and we lay down our lives before You, and we crucify ourselves before the cross, the same cross that Jesus Christ carried before us. And through that, we want You, Lord, we want You to be revealed in our lives. And we want the fragrance of You, fragrance of knowledge of You, to be spread out to the end of the earth. And through that fragrance, and through that aroma of Jesus Christ that's in us, and that's spread out from us, You will receive all the glory, and You will receive all the worship from us. Lord, we thank You, we love You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching the world and stepping in closer, CGM TV.